question for the studio audience about the Bush era. I've been working on a piece about the meaninglessness of the words freedom and democracy in the Bush era, and the need to definitely abandon the word democracy and look for some alternative, and maybe abandon or repair the word freedom. And I'm just wondering if there's any other words that come to people's minds that we should abandon or repair that Bush has done damage to. The Bush era has done damage to through their manipulated meanings or...
Patriot.
That's a repair or abandon?
Repair.
Definitely repair or maybe repair?
Maybe.
Maybe repair, maybe abandon patriot. Any others?
How about values?
Values is repair or abandon?
Reinvent.
Can I put that in repair then?
Okay.
I can put a new category of reinventing. But reinventing, like reinventing, that means that it's already invented and we're doing it again. So I think repair is
okay.
I can put in repair. So values. Any others? Come on, you guys.
Decency.
Decency? That's abandon? I say abandon for decency.
Responsibility.
Responsibility is abandon or abandon? Yes. Abandon responsibility.
Maturity.
Maturity? Abandon?
How about hard work?
It's another
reinvent.
Hard work.
Wait, Josh?
Yeah, a lot of people are doing hard work. That's an abandon or a...
Repair.
Hard work.
If we got to freedom, right?
Yeah.
Freedom
is a maybe should repair or maybe abandon. That was like the original one that I had in the maybe should repair, maybe abandon category.
How about
compassion?
Compassion.
Compassion.
Sort of attempted to repair.
So should we abandon
it?
Abandon.
Yeah, let's repair it. They're abandoning it.
Okay,
yeah,
well let's put compassion in maybe repair or maybe abandon.
Okay.
Like if it's insurmountable, then we can abandon it.
How about terrorists?
Yeah.
Terrorists for abandon, right?
Terrorists for abandon or
repair.
Fly.
Redefine
like the idea of what it is.
I think redefining it.
Well, terrorist definitely is that's like their central word. Before we even think about consensus, let's get a show of hands of who thinks terrorists should be fully abandoned and who thinks it's reparable.
Ah, boy.
So fully abandoned.
Yeah,
fully abandoned, we have three. Reparable or... One for reparable.
I think it
two.
Should be abandoned for a while.
Like there should be a moratorium.
Later
so terrorists, we have in the moratorium category. I like moratorium. I think decency actually belongs in the moratorium category, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so moratorium on decency and terrorism.
So it's not very decent to use napalm in an urban environment.
But also morality.
Oh,
morality
stress.
Is a moratorium or is a abandon?
How about
wait, where does morality belong?
Well, I mean, the whole thing, everyone said that the Bush won.
The 6% of everybody.
Values.
Yeah. Yeah. So, where does this term belong? Like,
morality.
Throw it in the dustbin.
Redefined.
Redefined. Repairing morality.
How about the term election?
Yeah.
That's an abandon.
That's
okay.
Yeah. Fuck.
But it's the foundation of democracy.
Fascism.
Fascism should be repaired?
No, it's
or abandoned.
It's another one that's been... Actually, it's been abandoned. Because
well,
we don't... It's not discussed, so
right.
It's been abandoned.
It needs
they've
to be brought back.
I think it should be brought back in.
It should be brought back, but
yeah,
they've abandoned it.
I think
yeah.
Fascism belongs in the repair category.
Okay.
The speaker agrees with us. That fascism...
Security.
Is that feedback? No, where'd that feedback come
from? Yeah, security.
Security.
Repair.
That was the suitcase.
Yeah,
security.
Fear
is
another one.
Is
definitely in need of repair.
Fear?
Fear. No, not rebellion. I think it's fear.
I think we should abandon fear.
Yeah,
we should,
fear
we should just abandon fear as a term and as a category. All right, this is a great list. Faith. Faith belongs where?
You want to abandon it, but you know you should just prepare it.
Is it reparable?
It's never going to go away.
Well, I guess you should say religion also.
Faith should be.
Well, these are terms. These are not like, you know, these are not entities. You know, like, I mean, we might want to move things into a different historical period, but I'm
and
only.
Faith as a term should get the hell out.
Faith, the term of faith is out of the way. Oh, so we're abandoning faith.
Yes. We're abandoning faith.
Okay.
Thanks, Nick.
We don't need it anymore.
All right.
We've got better options.
So, well, on that note then, so, like, this shouldn't just be a negative essay, then, right? Are there any, like, positive terms you guys can propose that
the Bush era has, like...
That we should propose in the vacuum created by our abandoned terms. So, first of all, like, you know, community, democracy, freedom, are there any, like, positive terms that we can insert in their place to sort of, like, re-embody or reconceptualize these things?
How about accountability and responsibility? That's two terms.
As new terms?
Two new terms.
Two new terms. Accountability.
Didn't we
throw out
responsibility?
Yeah.
I like responsibility. In the place of democracy.
Autonomy. What about, like, different kind of, instead of democracy, you know, like, words that come out of, like, new kinds of ways of coming to agreement or ways
personality?
Of organization? Well, before
what
we get
about,
to personality,
what, you think consensus,
cooperation.
Like,
consensus
collectivity.
Instead of... cooperation.
Cooperation,
yeah.
Consensus.
Free association.
Yeah.
Free association is an excellent one, yeah. These are all terms like for community or for freedom, or are we suggesting these in the place of any particular terms, or just in place of like the categories and to fill
just
the vacuum?
To fill the vacuum, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
How about so, just global? The word global.
The word global as what?
As one to consider.
Yeah, as one that needs to be improved upon. We use it regularly in a very distorted way, so I don't know how where that would fall in.
Repair.
Oh,
yeah, we forgot about rogue states.
Rogue states.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
abandoned.
Yeah.
Or
evil.
Yes. Forgot about that.
Rogue states, evil. Okay, evil is abandoned, right?
It's good.
So it's good.
Well, is evil abandoned or maybe
rogue
good.
State?
Good and evil. Let's get rid of good and evil.
Now that's progress. We're beyond.
I think we've achieved a lot right there. But actually, if I could get a few more positive suggestions of terms, that would really move us over the top into a new era. What
trust?
About things like
what about trust?
Trust.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
no,
what?
That's a bad one.
Trust what?
Because there's too many people trusting the wrong people right now.
Right,
redefining
it.
But so, is the term?
Oh, but, okay.
Along with accountability. Did we throw out accountability?
That was the first one,
no,
right?
No, accountability, I think, is one that we offered as a...
Reason.
Trust with accountability.
Reason.
Reason is what?
Logic.
Back to enlightenment.
These
are...
These are positive ones.
To bring back in?
Positive.
I don't know if I can write that essay where I'm putting reason in this one. I'll take note of it, but anyway... But so the idea of like a new era though and progress, like what about like terms for progression or, you know, like do we want to put any of those things in? Or?
Do we believe in teleology?
Well, does progress have to be teleological? Teleological is going to a particular end, you know, but is there still progression and unfolding and furtherment or?
How about evolution?
Evolution? You know about the new, does everybody know about the Grand Canyon?
What?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Does everybody know about what bushes in the Grand Canyon?
No.
You filled it up?
Now in the Grand Canyon, there is now a new evolution-free interpretation center with a Christian book available. It doesn't like have Christian information, you know, because the National Park Service built it. But it's an evolution-free interpretation center that has a Christian book that people can buy there that is all about how God created
the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon, oh, and you can see all of these wonderful layers of rocks. And scientists,
but it's not even mentioned in the Bible. I do not remember the Grand Canyon part of the Bible.
But the world is only 5,000 years old, and therefore there are no millions of years layers to be seen in the Grand Canyon, as some scientists might tell you. Okay. Well, this has been very helpful. Thank you very much. Any last thoughts from the audience, or does anyone want the microphone?
What's the essay for?
Change the world.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it's progress. It's for human progress. But in terms of where I'll print it, I think I'll print it in the New Formulation, which is a publication of the Institute for Energy Studies.
Right,
you can find it at Blue Stockings Books on Allen Street in New York. Okay.
Does anybody else have any public service announcements or parties that they want to announce or anything before we continue?
Saturday night.
Oh yeah, Saturday night at 10.